I don't really know how to answer that question, to be honest with you. I guess the test match tomorrow is as important as it ever will be. You know, I think never once came into our mind the next series. I think for us, it's always about being competitive here and winning this test match, getting back to level the series. So in terms of what was happening with India and what's going to happen, you know, that's a whole new thing to look at once we've overcome the next 5 days. And I think for us as a team, I'd really like to see us, you know, meet the next 5 days in a positive way, hopefully play good cricket and get the result that we're looking for. I think that'll be a good feather in our caps. And then, you know, as a team, we'll hopefully address India when we know more information and when we're finished with this series. Well, I think that match fixing in any way shouldn't be condoned in our sport. I think a firm hand on that is important, and the ICC are the stakeholders, the main stakeholder in the game, and they need to set the example for everyone moving forward. I think it's something that the team has become accustomed to over the last period of time. But obviously, this is a unique challenge because it affects our schedule and important, you know, games that us as a team we're looking forward to. You know, important series that we're excited about. So it hasn't been easy, but we're still waiting on information, and when we get that information, it'll be easier for us to make a comment on that. I think, if I'm honest, it's a natural disappointment, but we don't have enough information. We haven't had any personal information given to us as a team about the fixtures, about anything. So I'd be talking a little bit out of turn if I responded to that. I think, as far as the New Year's Test match, it is our marquee game of the summer, and as a team, it's the one game we really do get excited about. So, you know, we were hopeful that would happen, but ultimately we've just got to wait and see what people tell us, man. He has bowled really well in the nets. He definitely does come into consideration for this, and when we get back this afternoon and meet with the selector, it certainly will be a discussion point, being a test match that we need to win. His attacking ability and watching him bowl in the nets certainly will come into consideration. It was a long time ago. Well, hopefully not. I mean, we've had a fair amount of success against Pakistan since then. I remember the last tour there winning a series, which was very nice. I think that was a big turning point in our path as a test team. You know, we went from strength to strength after that victory. And, you know, we face a unique challenge tomorrow as a team. And I'm looking forward to seeing how we respond. I think we're a team that's filled with a lot of character and a lot of understanding what it takes to be victorious, certainly away from home and against teams that play well in certain conditions. And that's the wonderful thing and challenge about being at the top of the game and winning away from home. Not a lot, to be honest. So much has happened since then. I think any time you lose, you know, you learn lessons. You learn lessons about playing in conditions where you could have been better, what type of cricketers you maybe could have made more of an impact. And I think, you know, certainly those earlier lessons, those losses, helped us with the success that we've had away from home, you know, with the decisions that we made, tactically better, being smarter. And players have gained the experience of playing in these conditions, so you certainly learn lessons when you don't win.